Well, Faye, I can hear you.
Because I don't think it is, you know. Nobody will hear you say that, but I don't see myself like him.
Come on, Faye, that was very clear.
How's this to be, then? Mm-hmm. I don't know if you can do that, but it's all right for some people.
Yes, I know, but you can manage it.
I don't think I can.
Yes, you can.
Spirits. Spiritualism.
Yes?
I didn't have very much time for this sort of thing when I was on your side. Meditating was something that was completely remote from my existence.
Yes?
Yes?
You're a spiritualist, aren't you?
Not really.
You're not a spiritualist? Well, I thought you were a spiritualist.
No,
really? Get in touch with us.
Oh, yes, well, yes.
Oh, you are. You sound a bit as if you're prejudiced against spiritual things.
Oh, no.
If you're not spiritualist, what the devil are you then?
Well,
they're not any difference, you
see. Oh, I see, yes.
You know, if you sit and wait for the so-called dead to come and talk to you, where are you but spiritualist?
Will you give us your name, sir?
Hey?
Did tell
me
your name?
My name won't mean a darn thing to you in any case. So what's the point? George Harris.
Huh?
Since you want my name, I might as well tell you. My name's George Harris.
George Harris. Mm-hmm. And what did you do when you were on there?
Oh, cripes. Questions. Mm-hmm. You as if you've got to carry around your bullet card when you come here.
Give us a talk, George.
I'll hear it to you. What difference does that make?
Well, we'd like to hear.
As soon as I get my breath out, you know, I say you want to know who I am, where I am, where I come from. Don't stop me.
No, not necessary. You, just whatever you like to tell us. It's not anything you like. We leave it to you.
Spiritualists. Of course you're spiritualists. You must be spiritualists. Otherwise you'll be sitting here trying to talk to me. Where's the research lock?
Huh? Well, that's about your side of life, you know.
As far as I'm concerned, it ain't so much different to yours.
Well, George, when you died, when you passed away, you found yourself alive. How did you think about things?
Well, you mean when I picked out?
Yes.
Much the same as being on your side, as far as I can make out of it. There are certain differences, I suppose, of course there are. We haven't got all the old worries and the headaches we had, like, well, finding wherewithal and all the rest of it.
Mm-hmm.
But our lives very much in some ways the same, much the same. Same, as far as I've seen, everything's just as solid, just as real. We've got our houses and places and interests. Of course, you don't have to go out and work, nothing like that. I don't have to try and earn a few bob. Money don't mean nothing here. Money is no consequence at all. You are as you are, what you are, oh, blimey, what they up to. Dropping things about, they look out, they might not want to do anything.
You're all right, that's
not
true.
Hey?
You're all right, that's
not true. I know it's upstairs. I've been up there and had a jolly good old look round before I came down here. It's a nice house. Hey?
What do you have on the other side? You have animals, but you don't have such a thing as cars or...
I ain't seen no big cars. Oh, blimey, who wants cars?
Yeah.
We can get around here on our own 2 feet.
Have you ride horses?
Well, I ain't.
No.
I suppose there are them that do.
How do you spend your time on that side?
Well, I'm interested in building. I was in the building trade, and
oh, yes.
I'm very interested in building, and I like my job, but here it's rather different. You do build the materials and things that are real and solid and all that, but of course you don't do it for money, you don't do it for, you know, of course you've got to do it. You do it because you like doing it, because you get pleasure and happiness out of it. Of course, I've been told by some of the people that where I am, it's very sort of, well, I suppose you'd call it, you know, early stages, you know. And that's why we have to build, as you say, you know. But they do say, you know, on them higher planes, as they call it, that everything's created by thought. Well, I suppose it is. I don't know, can't make any tale of it. So, where I am, it's as real can be. You have materials, and you work with materials, you create, as you say, with materials. I've seen the factory replica of all many things which were common on your side. People don't just sort of sit and think about something and there it is, wouldn't be much pleasure in that. I think that's a lousy way of carrying on myself. I think unless you have to make some effort towards it and build for it and work for it, after all that's the only real pleasure and happiness I think, as far as I can see, is being, you know, sort of creative, you know, doing it of your own, you know, effort like, and all this business they talk about, these high places, I've heard them love talk about, maybe, I don't know, can't cotton on to that at all.
George, how do you get the bricks for building?
Oh, they're produced. Places where they supply them, and you can collect them, and you can use them and build them. Of course, it's a marvellous spot where I am, you know, beautiful spot. Houses, all very nice places. Hundreds and thousands of people where I live, living in little communities, little, what you call, I suppose, well, villages, I suppose. Some of them seem to have the place that looks, though they tell me, like what they had when I was on Earth. But, of course, I, myself, speaking for myself, I was more or less always in deep somewhere or other, different places I shifted about from and to and all the rest of it. Because I was very much a man on my own. I didn't mix it up. I didn't ever marry. Wow. You know.
Do you build houses for special people or everybody? Or everybody who decides to have a house?
Well, that depends on the individuals. Yes. I mean, there's no business terms and you know that. But everyone who comes over here talking about where I am, if they had a trade or something rather special and they enjoyed it and it made them happy, they have the same thing here. You get the carpenters, you get the decorators and all that, and I suppose whatever you enjoy doing on Earth, you can still carry on doing it here, old chap. And they do say as hey, kill. And they do say as ours over here, you know, so you can do whatever you want to do until such time as you begin to think a different way. I mean, I listen to these people from these other places. Yeah. They come and they talk and they tell you this, that and the other. But why should we give up? I mean, why should I give up? Condition, as you call it, a life where I'm perfectly happy and perfectly content. And I've got all the sort of things that interest me and I... As I say, I'm quite happy building, helping others who are, you know, also in the building trade that was on Earth, and we build and work together. And their houses are as real and as solid as yours. And some of them are real beautiful, you know. Of course, the people that we build for are people that we like, people are fond of, people are anxious for something of their own and their own way of thinking and idea, and it's all worked out. There are people who create here, those who what you call it, architects and all that, and they rub out things, you know, work out things, we follow it out. Of course, there are some aspects that ain't the same. I mean, you soon realise you don't want to eat in the same way, and there ain't none of the other aspects of life which are common on Earth. But it's funny, it's more like your world, but more perfect, without all the irritating things, you know, and the things that... Well, there's no aches, no pains, no illness, they ain't seen no hospitals, nothing like that. Although there again, they tell me there are places like hospitals, but they say they're for mental cases, you know, people that It's sort of peculiar in the head, like, you know. I can't imagine why it's been peculiar in the head over here. But then they do try and tell me, for instance, and others that I've been to these meetings and that, where they say it's out as a state of mind, that everywhere where you live is a state of mind. And if you think you want to do certain things, then you do certain things. But until you learn to sort of look out in a different way, then you carry on in the same old way. Well, I mean, that's all very well as far as it goes, but why should I want to change? I'm quite happy. I was a builder on your side. I got pleasure out of my work. I always enjoy it. Do the same here. This, to me, the bricks I use are as solid as any I ever used on earth. Mind you, I don't know really where they come from. That's if you ask me that. I don't know. I suppose there must be places where they brick kilns. I don't know. But everything looks real to me. Everything seems real. And everything seems much as it was on earth. But that's what these others tell me, that, you know, that it's a state of mind. I don't know what they're trying to tell me, that because of my state of mind and I think I can't build unless I have bricks and I have all the things that are necessary, like, and therefore they seem to try and say to me, because I don't believe a word of it, they try and say to me that I do all this out of my own state of mind, and the same applies to all the other people where I am, that we're working on a certain, what you call it, say a mind vibration or material vibration or something, they try to tell me, you know, and in consequence everything seems what it is, but it ain't real, if you follow what I mean, which seems to me as if they're trying to say that we're living in a state of illusion. Well, I don't believe that, love. I mean, the bricks I touch are real. I mean, I come and talk to you, it's as real as real. I mean, I've seen some of these other people, I mean, very nice, very pleasant and all that, but, you know, I mean, I was never one for being talked to when I was on your side. I never used to go to church, and I never used to go to meetings and things like that sort of thing. I'd heard about spiritualists, as far as I thought you was, but you must be, otherwise you wouldn't be talking to me. I mean, it's all a state of mind, I suppose, to some extent. But when a state of mind is as real as mine is, that ain't an illusion. How can it be? I mean, the bricks were as real as real, and the houses that we build were as real as real, and we go through the same old process as we did on Earth. I mean, we really build. I mean, yeah, all those things. Everyone does his own little job, and we all work together in harmony. Yeah, of course you do eat, but funny that is one thing I do think there's something in that, what they say. I get the impression that we, I don't know, when I first came here, it seemed, I suppose, it was necessary to me to have certain things, meals and that. But now I don't feel the urge so much, funny that. And in consequence, I don't seem to need to eat. Don't I go to the toilet even, isn't it funny? I mean, you have a damn good meal, and you think, well, later on you go to Joey, you know, but you don't. That's the thing that shook me at first, couldn't make any turn of this. And then they said, oh, well, it's different. It ain't the same old physical body, as they call it. And it hasn't got the same sort of construction, or whatever that is. And they said, really, this business that you want to eat, and others like you feel the need for a cup of tea and all that, is only a state of mind. Of course, I suppose in some sort of way what they say is true enough, but I suppose it is that I'm so happy as I am in my own natural surroundings and carrying on the kind of things that appeals to me. And I meet many people now that I've made pals with, and I haven't met my mother and father yet. That's a funny business, isn't it? I ain't met none of my relations. My old lady, she passed over poor many years back now. And she was a bit of a religious woman. I always thought she was a bit nutty, you know, on religion. The old man, he died when I was a youngster. I had another brother. I ain't met him. He was more or less, about a year between us. He went out to Australia. I suppose he must be dead now. But if he is, I ain't met him yet. Funny that is, I ain't met none of my people. Of course, the old lady was real religious, so probably she's gone up on top, all that log.
Do you
have
a night and day there?
Yes, you do. Night and day, of course you do.
And at night,
I go to sleep, go to bed, wake up, same as you do on Earth. Different seasons, rain and shine and all that. Oh, yes, I can tell you a few things. about that. It's all very natural.
Rain, did you say?
Have what?
Did you say you had rain?
Yeah, rain and all that. That's, it's just the same. It's as if you have a replica, is that it? Of a verse, you know. Oh, very nice.
When you first went there,
among
yourself,
I mean,
you sort of
slightly
bewildered.
Oh, well, sort of.
Mm-hmm. And you? And do you, are the trees there, and do they die and live?
Everything dies and lives.
And lives and grows again?
Yeah, for certain people.
Just like it's on Earth.
Certain people and animals, they don't die.
No. But the trees fade away and...
Well, that's the season.
Like autumn.
To me, it's exactly the same.
You have spring, summer, and autumn, doesn't
it? Yes, just the same. Just the same. Just the same.
Yeah.
Just the same.
Well, don't go, friend. Delightful.
Delicious. There comes some of the time.
What?
Oh,
George,
you made
another story.
Yes, I know.
See you later on. Bye-bye.
Goodbye, Joel. Thank you.